Idi is Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. We're back to an Indian over here. Mishnah is Caleb. It's also in Perek Yud Beis over there. Shloisha Dvarim Reb Tzodik Mitame Vachachom Mitame. We're moving on to a different Chochum. We have Reb Tzodik being Cholik with the Chachomim on three and Yon. Three types of Caleb, whether they're Mitame, Mekabel Tuma that is or not. Masmer HaShulchani. A Shulchani is a money changer. So the Masmer is like a nail, like a peg, that the Shulchani puts the tabletop on top of his table. He has a tabletop, and on that he puts some type of peg. On that he hangs the scale in order to weigh coins. Part of his job then was not just to change hundreds into fives that you could use an ATM, but here you have to weigh the coins to see if this one was a full dinner kesev, if this one was missing. It was a big chelik of his avodah. So the shalos of, does that have a shame of a kli to be mekabel tumah? Now, word of explanation is in order. The masmer hashulchani over here was sharp. It was made of metal. The klal is lagabe kabbalas tumah that by kli eitz, which is a less chosh of a material, obviously, in order to be a kli, it has to have a base kibul. The basic premise of a kli is that it could have something in it. A kli mateches that's functional, even if it doesn't have a clay kibul, is choshev enough that it's considered a shem kli. For instance, a needle. A needle certainly has a functional use, very useful. It doesn't have a clay kibul, but because it's sharp, if the edge is pointed, is broken off, so then it's shivrei machtim. But if it's a machat and it works, then it's mekabel tumah. The masmer over here was a piece of metal with one edge that was sharp. Scissors would be another example. The question is over here whether it's considered a kli bifnei atzmoi, or is it only a mekabel tumah as part of the teva, as part of the table itself. It's not a double bifnei atzmoi. That's the machlokes. Now the next case, we're going to talk about not metal, we're going to talk about kli eitz. Oren shel geroisois is some type of chest where they put in beans that were already ground. Let's say picture something that's like for coffee beans that are ground, and you put it in. It's not made, it's not a kli that you would carry from place to place. It's here in its place, and you scoop out some coffee in order to make yourself a cup of coffee. It's made out of eitz, and the shaila is, it's what's called b'loshon chazal kli eitz ha'osur l'nachas. It's usually used b'mkoymoy. It's not transported from place to place. It's lacking in cheshivus. So kli eitz ha'osur l'nachas is not mekabel tumah. Reb Tzadik holds that since once in a while you might carry it from place to place, even if it's not made for that, that itself renders it into a dova mekabel tumah. Umasmer shel evin sho'ois. Evin sho'ois is what we call a sundial. It's a rock. It's made out of rock. It's round. And the 12 hours go around. And the sun will show, based on where the sun is, that's how they would tell time. They still have the Yerushalayim, a sundial. The masmer that we had before is also something sharp. It's what we would call the hand of the clock. Now, it's not really a finger pointing at hours. What it is it shades. It's the thing that creates the shade. And you can see over there whether it's shaded, can feed the rays of the sun. And that's how they would tell the time. So the shaila is, does that have a shame kli bifnei atzmoi? And it's not mekabel tumah? Or it is mekabel tumah. So these are the three machlokes in between Reb Tzadik and Chacham. The Mishnah adds l'chor an extraneous line here. The Mishnah starts shloisha dvarim Reb Tzadik mitame v'chacham mitarim. Now the Mishnah finishes off Reb Tzadik mitame v'chacham mitarim. Didn't you say that already? So the first point out something interesting. Normally in Shabbos and Sukkah, other places in Mishnayos, where there's machlek Reb Tzadik with other Chacham, Reb Tzadik is mekel. These are the only three cases where Tzadik is machmir, so therefore the Mishnah puts a special emphasis, because that was the special edus that was said over here, is the fact that these are three exceptions to the rule where Tzadik is metame, v'chom metarim. Mishnah test. Arbo dvorim, Ram Gamliel metame, v'chom metarim. Again, the Mishnah records machloikisin where the Chachomim, maybe you would have another place in Mishnah, so it would just be brought down the thing itself, but this was recorded as an edus where there were four machlokes between Ram Gamliel and Chachamim. Now, a word about Chachmei Yisrael and Maseiros HaTorah is in order. There are two Chachamim that are known as Ram Gamliel. The founder of the dynasty of Hillel HaZaken was Hillel, The first Nasi that Yashin the position from him was his son, Shimon. This is, by the way, we're taking from the first Perek in Mishnayis Avos. After that was what's called Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin. His son was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was the Nasi at the time of the Churban HaBayis. He was from the Asara Harugei Malchus. Thereafter, in the beginning of the time of Yavna, which is really the time of this Mishnayis, we spoke out in the beginning of the Masechta, that the period of Boi Bayoim, where this Mishnayis was created as a separate entity, is the period when Rabbi Gamliel was deposed as Nasi, replaced temporarily by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he served together with Rabbi Gamliel, and then after that the Nasius continued, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel II, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh, then the Tkufas HaMishnayis. So it would make sense that the Mishnah over here is recording machlokesin that were handed down from previous generations. It would make sense that over here we'd be talking about Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin, not Rabbi Gamliel Diavne. However, if this Mishnah is preceded by Rabbi Yeshua is not a ben dor of Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin. And it would make sense that Rabbi Gamliel, who's the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yeshua, would be listed over as Rabbi Gamliel Diavne. And the reason why Rabbi Tzadok, that we just learned the Mishnah before, and Rabbi Dais ben Hurkin is because even though they did live right after the Churban HaBayis, but there was a Kenim Muflogim, they were from the Ziknei Ador. Rabbi Gamliel Diavne was relatively young in this period of time that we're talking about. So it makes sense that chronologically he's over here after those Tanoim. And we're talking over here about Rabbi Gamliel Diavne. And this is Bishas Maisa Dika in that Kufa for Machloikasin where he was Chaylik, where he argued with the Chachamim. Kisui Teni Shamatoche Shabale Batim. Teni is a word that's used in Pashas Kisove by Bikurim, it's known as a tenne over there. So here it has a yud. It means a basket. So the Rav explains it. So people would carry in, it's called tenne, kisui tenne, it's the cover of a tenne shal matchois of metal, shal balei batim. What does that mean? It means balei batim, people that have property or that have assets, would carry pieces of metal. They were involved in construction, they were fixing houses, so they had material to carry from place to place. So this is the kli. Maybe we would refer to this as some type of toolbox. So the cover of this toolbox, which is also made of metal, normally the cover of a kli is not a kli for itself. When it's attached to the kli, the cover of a toolbox is on a hinge with the toolbox. But if it's a separate piece that goes on, it itself is not a kli. When it's not on, it's not mekabel tumah. The knetch over here of Rabbi Gamliel, that Rabbi Gamliel's mitame, is that since it's matochois, we see it as a kisui bifnei atzmoi. And again, based on the principle that we had before, that a kli matchois can be mekabel tumah even when it doesn't have a clay kibul, the kisui batzim is not serving for itself. Maybe once in a while you put something in, but it has a functional use, but you can't consider it a base kibul. I feel hachitz mekabel tumah bifnei atzmoi. The emphasis over here in the Mishnah is clearly on matchois. Some of the Farshim don't put the dogish on that. They say sometimes things are put to shahs whether it's considered a clay kibul or not. But it sounds like from the Mishnah that the maila of it being kli matchois is what takes away from its lack of a clay kibul. What's the emphasis on dafkil shobal batim? So the Mefarshim point out, it's in the Mishnah, it's over there in Kelim, that there's a kisu teni shobal batim and a kisu teni shol roifim. There's the doctor's bag that he carried with him when he made a house call, and then there's a toolbox that a handyman carried with him when he went from place to place. So the shaila is, the cover itself by a roife, he would put, as he's giving different creams and different herbs, he would put them on the cover, and he would use that to separate and to make piles of different stuff. That for sure has dinva clay kibul. It's only over here, the balabatim, the handyman, don't use this as a clay kibul, and that's why this is machloikus here. Utlui hamagrodois. These kelim were in merchatzois, in bathhouses, and it's similar to a masmer, what we had before, like a peg. It's a piece of metal, and they would have it. It was in the bathhouse, and hung on these things were these back scratchers. If a person went into a base of merchatz once a week, so he scratched off, he had any dry skin, lice, whatever it was, he scratched his head, his body. They hung up these kelim on this. Is it, does it have a shem kli b'fnei atzmei? Does it not have a shem kli b'fnei atzmei? That's the machlokes. The golmei kli matoches. Golmei always refers to something unfinished. A finished kli, avadas mekabel tumah. It's made out of metal for sure. Even if there's something unfinished about the metal kli, the marshal needs a polishing, it needs a sanding, that would be enough. Since it's made out of metal, it has a chshivus. That's why it's called golmei kli matoches, because it's not a final product. It's goylum is an unfinished product of a person who can't talk. Shiva dvarim begoylum, we have in the Mishnah in Ovos. The goylum over here is that the kli matoches is not ready for sale. It's not a finished product, but it can be used. It's roi l'malachtoi. So the shaila is whether it's mekabel tumah or not. It's a similar point to what we just mentioned about a kli matoches being mekabel tumah even when it doesn't have a kli kibul. If it has a functional purpose, or we also it has a functional purpose, even though it's not a fartiga product. So therefore, that's a machlokes whether it's mekabel tumah. V'tavla shenechutu l'shnayim. A tavla is some type of board, which was a board, let's say like a cutting board. It has an edge around it. It's made out of cheres. And like we said by Kli Eitz, Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah unless it has a clay kibble. Now the clay kibble over here is a running edge, like sides of this board. It's not just a flat board, the sides around it. When it breaks in half then, each side only has three sides, because the middle, there was no edge between the two parts. So now the shaila is whether the clay kibble of the Kli Cheres is bottle. That's the nature of the machlokes over here. It's enough, maybe, to have three sides to be considered a clay kibble. It doesn't need the fourth side. So Mela, if it's nechach al shnayim, that's why there's machlokes between them. However, the Mishnah fears, oh, yisumayim chachom l'ram gamliel b'tavla shenechach al shnayim. If it's divided into two, echot godoil ve'echot koton. One is bigger and one is smaller. One is roiv and one is a miut. Hagodl tomei ve'akotn tor. So here we have to add something. There's a famous machlokes that's known in Shas as efshel tzamtzem or yefshel tzamtzem. When you break something into two parts, and it looks to you they're exactly equal. They might look exactly equal. You might have tried to make the break exactly equal. But there's a good svara to say that two things are never exactly equal. Yefshel tzamtzem. Two behemois that were yotzim me'avir imam, that were moitzi roisha me'avir imam. Which one's the b'chor? Yefshel tzamtzem. You can't look at them as vaday, both of them were born exactly the same millisecond. There has to be a millisecond of time between the two of them. This is a machlokes that plays itself out in different areas in Shas. Over here, the nidun is because a kli cheres, the same way a regular kli becomes tor when it's put in a mikveh, the klal is that the Torah says by a kli cheres, that when it's broken, that's when it becomes tor. And the Chazal learned that out. It's a pasuk in Pasha Shmini. So may the Chazal give the coin the name Ushviroson Zuhitaroson. That means, if you take a case that's more famous than Shas, the Tanur that's broken into two, for sure the two pieces are not going to be equal. And in Cain, then there's a break, and then the smaller one, the bigger one is still has a shem kli, the smaller one is only considered a shever of the original kli, and therefore it's tahar. The shadows over here, whether you could say, on a tavla, shenechot l'shnayim, echot godol v'echot kotn, a godol tome v'akot n'tor, and the reason why they're moed is because the efshel tzamtzim. One is going to be bigger, one's going to be smaller. So the smaller one is considered a shivre kelim, the bigger one is considered a kli, and then we have a shal legami, the bigger one. Now it's a kli, but the question is, if you have efshel tzamtzim, so then there's a suffix, which one is bigger? There's a micro difference between the two of them, so both of them should be tamim misafik. And if you say that you could break it equally, so then what's the halacha? Which one's the bigger, which one's the smaller? So what you have to say is like this. Over here, the Mishnah is arguing, taka, whether it's possible to break it. You have a tavla shenechel kol shnayim. So the question is, we look at it and we say, if efshel tzamtzim, so we look at both of them as equal. If both of them are equal, neither one is the roiv, so both of them are tohor. That means, if the one chelik was bigger and one was small, the bigger one is not a shever, the smaller one's a shever. But if it's broken in half and neither one is the roiv, because it's exactly half by half, So then both of them are Shvarim. You need the to be a non-shever, you have to be most of the Kli. If you hold EF Shalitzamtzim, so then by definition, one's bigger, one's smaller, one's going to be Tami, one's not, and you'll have to be Mitama both of them. So the Mishnah finishes off that if Taka, one's bigger and one's smaller, clearly, HaGodl Tami Vakotin Tohar. Now, we point out before there are other cases in Shas. One of the things that's discussed in the Sugya, we mentioned the case of form Bechayrois, is that an event, let's say, a Leidas Bechor, is something that happens naturally. If it happens naturally, it's more svirus to say Yevshel Tzamtin. It didn't happen two things simultaneously to the same nanosecond. Masha'en Kain, where something that was broken, they might say, oh, they check for a person to be mitzamtzim, and to cut it with one neat slice right down the middle. So that's why there's a machlekes.